searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map, the Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for the Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Rhonda. Hello, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison from the Searcher's Roadmap, and I am from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. I'm broadcasting live from 9,200 feet in the United States in the Northern Rockies. We have Ashira Luna Lakshmi with us today. She's a goddess, alchemist, channel, and activator who works in multidimensional modes and traditions of healings, activations, and energy works that best serves the individual needs and evolution. She is an adept at reading energies, a practitioner of Vedic astrology system works with star seeds and star root galactic codes of an individual and their goddess and deity archetype bodies, all of which she uses providing the combined unique and path-breaking readings and activations. She is also an internationally licensed life passion coach, a master soul coach, angel therapy practitioner, and professionally certified purpose and desire map coach. You can contact her at her Facebook service page and shoot her a message at www.facebook.com/soulblisslab. Apart from her works and her passions include writing, high raw and nature aligned living, yoga, animals, traveling, and exploring new places that calls to her soul. So with that, I'm going to bring Ashira in. She's with us today. And welcome, Ashira.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be back on your amazing, amazing show. And wow, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're in India and I'm in the United States and having a conversation live right in this,
yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. That's the amazing thing about, you know, the world now. Yeah,
everybody gets to hear a little bit of something, you know, about different energies and different types of healings. And you are very, you know, very historically done as far as your goddess archetypes and the deities that you work with, and you're very highly trained, and I am amazed at how well that goes with the type of work you do and with the Vedic part that a lot of us don't know, since you are in India, a lot of you've been raised with since birth, and it's got to be amazing to be using your gifts in such a strong way, you know, with the way you've inherited them.
Yeah, exactly. The wonderful thing about now is when you're working with a system, when a system resonates with you very deeply, it has its very, very ancient cosmic roots, and that shows you the path to the future and the present. And there are going to be multidimensional ways where we are connecting with the esoteric signs of the fundamental, very, very practical, they're very, very rooted. So they are going to help you along, and there are so many dimensions and systems to work with, and the Vedic cosmology or, you know, starseed codes, all these kind of combine perfectly together. They kind of fit in with one another, and as well as the goddess archetype work. So they have their own very deep energies that complement each other, so they kind of grow on their own dynamic, organic ways and are helping us to step into this new light era, and that's really amazing. So I'm just one of the channels who are working with the different modalities and, you know, fitting in the roles to where they belong, to use them practically in our day-to-day life. So, but that's how they are, so rooted in their cosmic sense and in the way they are ushering the new year for our world right now. So they're all, it's always the high sources that's helping us, and we are just expressing our unique blueprint to get the work out there and, you know, just share with each other.
Yeah, and it's just so amazing how, you know, we're becoming more and more knowledgeable about how the energy work can still be done, even though we're thousands of miles apart in different time zones apart. But yet, in that moment, that activation is happening as if we were both in the same room. And that's just so amazing. Like, that's why I call it the Rainbow Bridge Time. We're all sharing our gifts and our knowledge so that we can better the world rather than, you know, tearing it apart by, you know, no, my medicine's better than your medicine. No, it's like, no, it's, these are all gifts and they're all to be used, you know, sacredly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the magic of our times. We are connecting all over the place, and it doesn't matter how far we are. And energy is so incredible. I mean, energy is the basis of everything, and it transcends everything, all matter, time, and space, and duality. So now how energy is used, or energy was being used, or how people are being more and more open to the truth of cosmic truth of life, it's incredible, and it's really so practical. It's not out of the way, but we have had beyond of conditioning to not use this and, you know, go into modes that are more in the mental constrictions or logical, and we were not open to the immense universe that's available to us. And now we are doing that, and that's just most incredible. And that's speeding up, and that's why we are entering the golden crystal era, because we are speeding up in our evolution. We are speeding up in our work and in how we connect with each other, how we are building up the world in the new. So that's all part of the new. And these are all the deepest truths of the universe, but we are kind of stepping up. It's almost like a baby birth for us. We are stepping up into this in a global, very connected way to bring this all together. So that's really, we are in the most amazing time in the history of Earth. Even though it doesn't seem so sometimes with the tests and, you know, all the denser aspects going on, but we indeed are in one of the most amazing times we have waited to, you know, come together in this. So it's an incredible blessing, and the work you are doing and the entire effort that you are bringing to, you know, get the global community together in your own divine blueprint, and what each one of us is doing, it's just speeding up, and it's incredible how it's happening and supporting all of us.
Yeah, and it's really important for us to stay centered in that, you know, it's happening fast, but yet in some ways to get the full concentration of those gifts, we're having to sit still more and meditate and become more aware of what our tools are and how to use them and how to specialize with them and to listen to our gut when it tells us to use it in a different way, even though we may not know it. It's still, you know, very important at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to talk about the heart cave today and fears. And can you explain what the heart cave is?
Yeah. On our last show, we went into the 12 steps of the hero's journey, or the heroine's journey, which is a very interesting pathway of looking into our individual, divine, unique imprint of the heroine's journey or the hero's journey. And this has been explained by Joseph Campbell, or, you know, and in many streams of the Vedic history, and we have different modalities in between that pathway. So after the show, I was getting a lot of feedback on how to integrate and recognize the fears and moving to the assimilation point of the cave of the heart. The cave of the heart is where we go into the turmoils and the transition zones where we are facing our fear. So even whether you look into the Vedic cosmetology or Zen Buddhist works and the different traditions of very rooted philosophy, we have the conscious awareness of the human embodiment of fear. We come into the duality plane with some kind of a challenge to move into the clarity beyond the fear. So there would be fear because it is the duality plane. It works with the yin and the yang, or the, you know, negative and positive forces of life, and there would be the densities which we would have to cross in order to create. So the entire birthing of Earth and cosmos comes from chaos, and then centering from that chaos into the birthing phase. So we will have a sort of a chaos or some kind of a turmoil to move beyond the duality things and express our divine expression in the fullness into how we are coming into the Earth. However, it is very, very important to consciously recognize the subliminal fears or the subliminal aspects of the fears, what triggers the fear. Some might have it easier, some might have it a bit more difficult, some might, you know, go through life with a lot of fears and they will have to conquer it on their own evolutionary stages. Bringing the conscious light to the fears helps us recognize them and see them as the human parts of creation. And we are then moving on to the clarity and the next stages of empowerment where we understand how to face the cave of the heart or assimilate beyond the fear. And these fears, there are many levels of these fears. Today, I would love to touch into the five of them and how to, you know, the five core basic fears of the human ground, mm-hmm. and then how to move beyond them and come into power on, you know, how we can use the next stages of our lives going beyond the fears into the liberation point. And these fears might be a bit overlapping. It might seem a bit overlapping to some. These are ancient codes of very rooted, interesting ways of decoding the fear, and sometimes we might be recognizing one fear that comes prominently as a repeat cycle in our life. So when we recognize them, we understand how to move beyond it, or that we are reacting or we are functioning on that zone of subliminal conditioning of the fear. And none of us are immune to fear. It's part of life. When you have life, you have fear, something that terminates you from life or separates you from life, or there's a separation consciousness, or there is kind of a conflict going on about the unconditionality of love in this life. So we will always have these different phases of fear when we are in the light, because life is formed out of the expression of how duality fields work. So the positive and the negative, so they will be there, so the densities would be there, and having a human consciousness, we would be relating to fear in some way or the other. And the part of the work, the human work, into the highest self of our human expression would be going beyond the fear. But to do that, we have to recognize them in the conscious level to make the subconscious fear strand come into light and give it the expansion, the recognition, or the real purpose of it to liberate it. So when we go into looking to the fears, a lot of people might go into the fear mode. I don't want to make, you know, something manifested visualizing my fears. It's not about manifesting the fears at all. It's about recognizing what is subliminally holding you back and then shining the light of conscious awareness to it. And then you are putting that, then you're making the subconscious conscious of the subliminal come into the light of purity. You are then able to deal with it in a very empowered, liberated state, and you go into the next stage of how you can assimilate your fears or going to the next level of freedom in your life, that you are being empowered to use your fears, cross over them, or know that this is where it's coming from, so you know the next step where your guides are always and the universe is always supporting you to move into your highest expression. So your highest expression would be to move without the fear, beyond the fear, and having the courage. You know, courage is not the absence of fear, but understanding of fear and moving into the expanded field of our limitlessness, which is the truth. So being in the duality field, you would have these are the basic fears, and I'd be explaining some aspects of, you know, how we relate to them. So there's a fear of ascension or the fear of extreme success or getting too big, going beyond what is possible, stretching those levels where it feels uncomfortable, and going above the ordinary and moving into a very higher expanded levels. And many of us would recognize that we sabotage or we try to stay small or we doubt our capabilities, our amazingness, our gifts, and or we limit ourselves into something that may feel comfortable, that may be even be good, but it's not the highest best, not the expression of our genius, because it involves stretching. So we will always have some kind of yo-yo with this level, fear of attention or success, or moving beyond or going above. And the thing is, with all these fears, we might recognize them playing up in different habits or patterns in our lives, or we might recognize them more in certain stages of our life. And I would be going into a process where we focus on something that's challenging more, and we would try to see what's the subliminal fear or fears that are kind of limiting that reactivity with that challenge, how we are limiting ourselves to move into the more beyond the challenge. So then we focus on one thing or you know, something that's a top challenge for us. We would be finding some of these fears come up, not all, sometimes maybe all, but we would be finding some of these fears coming up. And so the fear of ascension or success or great success or rising above or, you know, being incredible beyond what is present, and that comes on many layers. And then there's a fear of dissension or failure. Now, failure and success, these are not really anything defined, because it will be very, very individual. Now, failure is always or dissension or coming to ground level. So it's very concrete, you know, deep down, depth of fear. It's just a part of success. So as much as we are incredibly amazing to rise up and go beyond, we also have to come to was the earthly levels. We have to experience the duality things in some form, life and death, or so-called failures and so-called amazing heights, because without failures, there's no learning and growth, and we have to come close, connected to the practical, you know, day-to-day, how life is formed, and that will always involve something positive and negative, or the charges of the boat. And so experiencing things that feel like defeating us, or if we are learning, we are always going to be failing at something. And if we are going to create something, there's always going to be something that goes amazing, something that does not, you know, fit into our expectations. And all these are processes of growth and birth and life. And many people would have this fear of failure, of dissension, or coming to ground level. And there are many levels that we might recognize it. And the fear of separation or isolation or banishment is one of the core five fears we'd be dealing with. Now, fear of isolation, you can always recognize it. It's our fear of separation or banishment from, you know, what we expect as where we want to belong, and we are not accepted. And so in this fear level, we can also find the fear of, you know, non-acceptance or rejection also kind of coming over sometimes. And this is a very primal fear. So we feel separation in terms of dead, or we have partners and we are separated from our partner or somebody we love or something we love, or we feel outcast from a tribe we don't feel we belong, or we feel out of our roots, we feel rejected by family, or we expect would love us. All these things come from that kind of fear of separation. However, going beyond it, there are no fears of separation, because we are infinitely connected to source, love, the whole centering of ourselves with the cosmos. There isn't any fear of separation. That's an illusion. Separation consciousness is an illusion, and we're not really separated from anyone, whether we love or whether we are transitioning planes in terms of life and death. There is always just a physical separation, one-dimensional separation, not in every mode. So fear of separation is very primal, but we will find that coming to us in many forms of life. Then there's the fear of assimilation, or being the center, or being the responsible one for our lives, or being the conscious co-creator of the cosmos. And that also comes the fear of our soul power. So many of us live life in an automated mode, like we are not the conscious co-creator with the universe. We are given as much soul, spirit, heart, and physical powers to assimilate and ground our own co-creative forces with the universe, because that's how we are. We are the micro of the macro. And when we are being separated or not aligned with that powerful centering force of life, where we see we are separate from God or center or source of the universe, however we call it, the highest powers, when we see ourselves disconnected from that, that's where fear of responsibility, or fear of assimilation, where responsibility is like responsibility of one's power, one's own centering, one's own highest, one's own expansive abilities to create and be the leader in one's life. So it doesn't mean that, you know, we won't have challenges in the universe, and we won't have those duality plane expressions in life, and things go wrong. We are always at power at higher level, at the highest level. We are always in conscious and also in multidimensional union with our higher self and soul. So when we are disconnected from that source, or when we have a sense of disconnection, we're not integrating that in the human level, we have the fear of assimilation, or being the center of our universe, or being the responsible co-creator with the universe. And there's the fear of divine unconditional love, which we all recognize. The fear of divine unconditional love comes when we do not recognize that everything is perfect. Everything is operating at the highest level, in the highest perfect ordering of the universe. And every being is, everything is, every aspect of everything. So the good or bad, and it all again comes to the acceptance of the duality planes of life. But there is the good or bad, or, you know, beautiful, ugly, or the wrong and right. It seems to the mind, or it seems to the life concerns of our human selves, that in the highest realm, there's always a path and a purpose and an evolutionary stage for everyone and everything and everybody, even the seemingly worst things that a human would do. It does have a higher aspect of your seeing and higher aspect of being. So the fear of unconditional love gets expressed when we judge, when we are judging ourselves, and none of us are immune to it, because we, being human, we will have a human mind that works with it, that relates to that near good, bad, and that's part of it, and that is part of our evolutionary growth. So we will have the fear of divine acceptance, or acceptance of all things and all aspects of life as being perfect in the highest level. And it's not about being passive, it's not about being, you know, non-resistant or absolutely, but it's not about, you know, you won't have preferences. We, being humans, we would have preferences, and we would have opinions, and very strong ones as well. And yet in the highest universal conscious level, everything is working perfectly, and most of us have, both of us in my experience and in my own self as well, do have that challenge to accept that everything is working in the highest good, even if it doesn't seem so in our life experience or in our life form or from where we are as humans in the highest level, or when we are channeling the higher forces, we do see everything has a bigger vision, has a bigger purpose. And it's very, very hard to accept for us when we are faced with something that seems, that is very tragic or that feels very tragic to the human self. But there is always the divine perfection that works in a cosmic reason and in a way that is perfect in the universe and the world. And that is much bigger than the life form that we are in. So there, when we go in that very, very expanded dimension, we see the divine unconditional love that the Creator has for us and for every situation and for everything. In all aspects of the universe, moves in that rhythm, moves in that flow. So, of course, there will be duality planes again because that's part of creation. But it's moving into that highest love. That's where we have the fear of divine unconditional love working. So what we will do next, if you are ready, and if you have any questions about the clear so far, you can, if you feel would be important to clarify, I'll be happy to do that, and then we'll go into the process where you can check into something that is guiding our, that is kind of working subliminally about a thing of importance in our life.
Yes, and callers, you want to call in after the meditation and press 1 after the prompt. It's 1-347-838-9142. And if you are calling in off the radio show, you can press the Skype link and it'll bring you in after you've signed up for it. And if you're already signed up, it'll just ring you to the back. And that I'm going to take just a short break, and then we'll be back with her doing a guided meditation and then taking callers after that. So we'll just take a real short break a second, and we'll be right back.
Great.
Hari, Sri Hari, Wahi. Samriddhi, Siddhi Bhavati, Siddhi Akalahi Guru. Nam Hari
yourself if you're doing something important, so you can always listen to the recordings later. And if you are at a comfortable, safe space on your own and can be relaxed, you can just sit back and focus on some deep breath. Just on your own pace and just be yourself, releasing everything out today, releasing out. And breathe in deep into your belly and breathe out down to your toes, out of your mouth, and breathe out all the way down to your toes and out of your mouth. Just focus your breathing at all and some few deep breaths. And if you're ready, so we'll bring on something that's on your mind. You can gently close your eyes and bring on something on your mind that is important to you and is giving you sort of a challenge in life. So it could be something like a relationship or something to do with your work or life purpose, something to do with a conflict or a fear, anything deeper that you have, or just bring one thing. We'll focus just on one thing for now, the most important thing. Let's focus on the most important thing, sort of giving you a challenge if you don't have an answer to. So now, in your mind, just briefly, when you have pictured this challenge or this person or whatever the issue is, just briefly state what you want. What you exactly want, that whether you want a way out or whether you want a resolution in the situation, or you want a wish fulfillment or a certain kind of manifestation, if it's great success or a raise that you've been waiting for and you have not been receiving. But just intend to just ask for from this thing or this person or this issue, what is it you'd like to have? Then now, so, ready for the next. Now, imagine this thing is refused to you. This person or this thing, whatever you are wishing for, it does not happen. It has been refused to you, you're not receiving it, and you don't need to go into another panic mode, because you're simply going through an alchemical process. You're taking the unconscious and the subliminal out into the light, so it's not about that you're going into the manifestation of the not receiving. However, to stay with it, if you're not receiving what you are wishing for, so if it's a big success or the relationship turning around to be great, you don't receive it, or you wish for something and it is not given to you. So now that is challenging, and so let's face it, let's just stay with it. Be very, very gentle with yourself and observe how you feel, how you are feeling. You could be having some of these feelings that I'm going to explain next. Just simply be a detached observer, as detached as possible, to your own human self. Just be your best friend and just observe what you are feeling. So, conscious breath can be present to what you're feeling. Just stay with it. And just notice your reaction. If you're feeling angry and you're just feeling disgusted with the whole thing, very, very angry, very strong, dense, heavy emotions, angry that this has been denied to you, or angry that this is not happening, or there's a very coarse stirring of the root, then you are having the fear of separation or banishment or isolation. That's one of the core fears to explain. So stay with it. You can make a note if you want as you go along and find what your core fear or fears are in reaction to the situation. So next, if you're feeling very, very miserable, like you are completely let down, your ability to communicate to this thing or object or this person has completely miserably failed, you feel a failure to yourself. You feel it's you who is responsible for not making it clear, and that's why you're not receiving it. It's completely your responsibility to not have it. It's because of something lacking in you, something that's not enough. Here comes the fear of failure, a fear of dissension that is going into your acceptance of the duality planes, that we have the yin and the yang. To receive the best, you have to fail at something. You can't have yeses to everything. So here comes when you experience this extreme misery about yourself and feel that you have failed, you're touching that core fear of failure or dissension. Now, if you are feeling extremely emotional and almost having physical pain, there is knee-jerk reaction or very constricted feelings in the heart, or you're just having very emotional and physical pain, or just emotional pain, or even physical pain, you have touched the soul fear of divine unconditional love, that is, you're separating yourself and the situation to be seen as exactly as it is. However it unfolds, it will be for the highest in the universe and the highest for you and your growth. So there you are setting the physical and the emotional self. It also responds to the deprivation of divine unconditional love, which is obviously an illusion, but it's part of the human system or the mind that reacts to this. And if you are feeling rejected and want to ask again and again, I want this done, no, I want this done, and your mind is battling and you are trying so hard, and why couldn't it be done, and you just want it, you have the self-fear of ascension or the extreme success, that is the highest expansion of success, because you want it done, you're not allowing the space for something even higher, even when this doesn't happen, so you don't accept the greater that is kind of coming towards you, that is really intended by the universe, although you can't see or feel it. And then if you are able to completely receive and perceive the position or the situation the other person or this thing is at and why it can't deliver to you what it wants to deliver, what you wish to deliver, and why, what its limitations are, you know the reasons behind it, and yet you want the thing that you wish for from that situation. It's almost like a manipulation of your mind. You know what it is, you know the truth, and you know how they are and what they can give or cannot give or how the situation is, and yet you want something else. You want something that is for your own wish fulfillment. And here comes the fear of assimilation or not taking the responsibility as the divine, amazing, powerful co-creator of life or the co-creator you are in alignment with the universe. So you are fearing your own power. So you want something manipulated, almost manipulated. It's not like you're manipulating something, but your mind wants to contort and wants something, wishes for something that is not in the evolutionary capacity of the other. And that way you are actually relinquishing your power, your own power. You're giving away your own power. So that's when you have got the fear of assimilation, the soul fear of taking the full responsibility of your power. These are the basic soul fears. The other ones are kind of related. We don't have time to go into all that, but these are the basics, and almost setting on the basics, we will receive one or two or perhaps three. Sometimes they might be feeling a bit overlapping. So for that specific situation, then you may note down or you may note down later what your soul fears have come to be. But in that light, so giving into more is that what you think you have received an understanding of your core soul fears. Now, you may want to thank the universe or your guardian angels or whoever you feel in the highest light and connection, and yourself. Thank yourself for doing the work, doing this amazing, amazing work of finding your core fears or where you are being triggered to react from or limit yourself to kind of hold those barriers to your highest away from what you truly wish. Now, having that notice, let's just we should thank to our guides and angels and the universe and ourselves for going into this slump and bringing light to the subconscious. And now, read out and kind of dissolve this picture, dissolve this thing. Because it's all about bringing the subliminal into the light. It's not really happening or may not happen, we don't know. So just dissolve it in plank and breathe it out, let it all go. Now, when you are relaxed and have some centering breath, or you may want to just open your eyes and drink a bit of water or just, you know, just shake that energy off and just come back centering to yourself. And when you are ready now, come back into your own space and close your eyes and visualize this immensely amazing golden room. A golden room of complete, amazing love, powers, all the power and love and protection and the sacred sanctity of the universe, that all is perfect, all is divine, and the divinely loved, and everything that you're struggling with would have an opening that is for your highest evolution and highest growth and highest love. Because the universe always infinitely loves you, you're always infinitely limitless, and that's the truth. You're just not one part of your human life. You are multidimensional and immense. I'm just going to just go into this love and come into this space where receiving this love and receiving the just also if you see your angels or your guardian spirits, your favorite teachers, all the highest realms to support you. And now this is, let's trust, this is the room of wisdom, and there is the book of wisdom on your own record that show you the guidance path to the next. So imagine in the center or just in this room where you feel you can reach out. There's this golden, huge book, which is the book of wisdom or the book of records that will guide you into the path of the next. Now trust that you will open a page to this book. And it has got layers and layers, layers of wisdom and truth and openings that will show you the exact perfect right mode to your next levels on your path, to the opening out of your fears. And trust that whatever page you will open, that will be the perfect, most amazing outline from the fear, the next stage where you are going to integrate and let this go, or be in a space where you can assimilate beyond this fear. You can now go ahead and open a book, and if you feel, you'd go back into the recording and be able to leaf through your book that have different questions, and if you have different questions, you can always check in further and further. You can always go back to this golden room and the book of wisdom is always there for you. So, just ask the question, what is my pathway out of this fear, or how do I, in the light of knowing this fear, how do I go into my next, into that opening, into that liberated stage? So we have this very specific thing we ask for. It's not a question for all these years. It's a very specific question for the thing you focus on, which is challenging you right now. And the answer, or whatever you receive, trust there is an image or a color or a word or a few lines, whatever you receive, the message, a touch or feeling or something that you present with, we trust that is the right perfect thing that will expand in your heart and in your consciousness and open you to the truth of the next that you are going to step into. So it is sort of a clue or the guided absolute level of what you are being open to your next by your highest source in life, where you would move out of these limitations, the human limitations, into the higher expansion of life away from this. And that clue, or whatever you receive, whether it's a sentence or two or more or an image or kind of a song or touch, each one of you will receive differently about it. So it's color. Just take it, soak it all in, breathe it in. Breathe it in deeply and let your conscious, subconscious, and all levels of your mind assimilate this truth and take it deep into your heart and soul and spirit in absolute trust and the trust that this will expand. Even if it's a small thing, this will serve as an anchoring of your power out of the fear. So you know when you face this fear, you know what to do. With this situation, you know what to do. Even if it's just a color, that color will expand into your conscious level. Even if there are just a couple of lines, you know that this will expand and lead into your truth, into the next opening. If you're receiving an image or a vision or a picture of something, go deeper into it and know and breathe it in and know that this will expand and open your next levels, right, perfect, and highest for you. So soaking that in, thank your guides and angels and all who are in this golden room, and know that you are perfectly safe and held in expansion and love and limitlessness in your own being, in the life and universe. You can always return back to this room, and you can always work with another challenge and find out the score here and come into the stream for the opening and the next step. And your guides and universe and all levels of support are always showing you the next path towards your limitlessness, towards your own fusion and highest expansion of the culmination of the divine blueprint and the fear or the experience of the duality planes are just stepping stones beyond which you grow and grow and you expand into your magnificence. So now, thanking your guides, you can gently open your eyes and breathe out and maybe stretch your arms, and it's been a lot of work, so stretch your arms and thank yourself for being present for this, for bringing the gift of light of your core fear about a certain challenge and then understanding and opening to that next step. And now, even if this step seems very, very small or something very almost minute, you know, if you meditate and deepen into this small nugget, this golden nugget, more things will open up. And if you look into your Akashic records or go back into the room or however you connect with your guides, you can always ask for the next step. You'll always know the very next step that we are here to do. And that opens to the bigger field. And what I suggest is you breathe into this, meditate or breathe into this nugget as this golden truth that you have received before sleep for the next few days or weeks. And you also consciously breathe out and attend and affirm that you are breathing out any vestiges of those core fears. What happens magically if you, it's almost like a neurotransmission work that you're doing before your sleep. So when you focus deeply on breathing out and intending with your guides or angels, or just on yourself or the universe, that you're breathing out this fear, what happens on the next few days, you let go tons of things from your subconscious and also in your conscious experience that are holding you back. The life experiences shift or our own ways of reacting. Now that we know in the light of this wisdom, this how we are reacting to something or limiting ourselves or holding ourselves back on this fear, we can always move into the next. The real guidance is do this before sleep for a few more days and really focus on breathing out and let go of what's holding you back or any remaining vestiges of the fear and really deepen and breathe into this nugget and wisdom you have received.
We may have lost Yeshua.
No, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, there you are. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. No. So, yeah, just allowing everyone to integrate that and, you know, if you're ready and, you know, you shake yourself out of that. Do we have time for any calls?
Yes, we do. I'm not sure the caller wants to have questions or not. If they do, they'll. If you press 1, we'll bring you into the back studio if you have a question. You can dial 1-347-838-9142. And in regards to that, I guess since, you know, we're not getting callers right away, would you need to know what my fear is or...
Exactly.
In
I would love to receive your feedback and
because I'm in a place right now, and it always seems to be that financial insecurity thing, you know. I'm not trusting that I can step off because, you know, just in the last week I've found that I have to get a new vehicle and I live remotely, and I'm, you know, hesitant to step into it, but yeah, I know that it's the next step and that, you know, everything's growing right now. It's just I'm not seeing all the fruition of it. And I guess my question is, you know, can you see in the Akashic Records as far as how that looks, you know, for me. I'm in a steady place, not in a steady place.
Yeah, tap into your records. So what was it, what was the direction that you received from out of your fear? Was it something that you felt very strongly? Was it, what was it?
Well, you mean to come out of it? To come out of the fear?
Yeah, what was the direction that you received from the Book of Wisdom? Yeah.
I mean, what I'm receiving is that it's going to be okay and that I am being taken care of and that, you know, I've taken care of others in the past, you know, when they weren't able to take care of things financially or whatever, and that it's, I'm going to be rewarded in a like term, you know. It feels that way, but it's like I've never expected to get anything back. I mean, I've always done it very, you know, without any attachment to it, you know, just where I was more about helping other people, but it seems like I'm at a place now where people are in a place to help me, and there's a part of that ego that's like, let me do it myself, but yet I know that I can't do it all by myself.
What I'm receiving from the Book of Records, you are absolutely held in highest love, and you are called to trust. Like, trust is huge here. It's a huge trusting about stepping into the next and the next and the next in the universe. So it's never, we are usually not given the whole path. Even if you have that, you
right.
keep to the expanded vision of your highest, but you always have the next step and the very minute next step shown. You have to trust that one step next to the other and next to the other, and that builds and opens up to the highest path. And what I'm receiving as well is this God center. You're being connected within the power. You are integrating the power, source power, within you. And you know that the integrating the co-creative highest power of yourself and the universe. So it's always you and the universe, whoever you attract in the periphery to help yourself and move you into the next. It's always you and the universe. It's not other people. It's always about you and the universe. So this is the highest trust guidance that I'm receiving. And when you follow the next step and the next, it opens up to the infinite fields that you're being led into. It's really amazing. More immense that you can imagine, more immense and broad and big than what it seems like in the human dimension, because it would be too overwhelming otherwise. So trust the next step and the next process. Yeah, the keys are always in your hands.
Yeah, and I guess I'm feeling that, and it's just, you know, from, you know, when you're raised in a lack belief system and then you go to an abundance belief system, sometimes it's a little overwhelming because they're so different from each other, but yet alike in some ways, you know. But
yes,
we're down to our last 90
seconds.
Yeah. We're down to our last 90 seconds. If you could tell everyone how to reach you and what things you have coming up, and we'll close the show out, and we'll have you back in another 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, sure. So people can reach me at the Facebook page, the service page, and they can PM me, message me over there, and how I would love to receive feedback on how it went, how the process went, whether you felt very resonant, how the openings were, and do the process, do the practice, go over with it for few nights, for next few weeks, and see how the releasing happens and what you receive in guidance in tapping into your own system. And you are always going to receive the very next step. And if you are calling to go into the cleansing of fears with the Akashic Records, so that's one of the modes I work with. And if you are going to, if you're interested in working with the Akashic Records privately, you can always contact me and we'll set up a date and we'll see how it goes. And yes, and send me feedback anyway, how the process goes, and in the light of the new consciousness, how you see the changes in your life and in your own reaction and outwardly in what comes up. This is very exciting. It's a very deep process and kind of builds in, you know, over and over as you do this and releases a lot. So definitely listen to the show and send me questions, whatever you have.
Thank you, Ishirwa. So we're at the end of the show. You can get the
Thank
download
you so much.
At... Oh, you're very welcome at www.blogtalkradio.com, Renford/Renford, and look up the Searcher's Roadmap, and you can find all the shows that I've done since 2014 with all the different guests. And with that, we're going to bid you adieu, and I love you, Ishirwa. Thank you so very much for being on the air with me today.
Thank
and
you.
We'll set up
love
another
so
meet. All right. I will talk to you
yes,
later.
Please.
Have a great day.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye. Bye.